Good morning. It's a Monday Music Marathon here on Radio Now. We are the Joe and Alex Show Murder Monday. Only 20 minutes away, so don't you go anywhere. I want to know, what line of work do you have? What kind of job do you have where you have to fake it with your customers? You're like, yeah, but in secret, you're like, I hope you die. You just can't stand them. They're annoying. This new study came out last week, and we found they're getting into it. Employees who force themselves to smile or fake it to be happy in front of customers are more likely to drink after work. Would listeners be considered customers for the Joe and Alex Show?
Yeah, I would say any job that you have to deal with the public, that would be dealing with customers where you have to fake it. Because if you're not in a good mood or whatever, you still have to interact with other people. And so I would say any job at all which has to deal with the public, then you're probably going to drink more.
Yeah, I want to know what kind of, like, what do you do for a living where you're like, oh man, I got to fake it all the time? Because I want to know if you're drinking all the time. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
Probably anything in the medical field.
I feel like if you're working for tips, you might have to fake it.
Anything in the food industry, anything in retail.
I was going to say, I was a waitress for about like 7 months or something
in my
lifetime.
How long did you get fired or what happened?
I didn't get fired. It was like a mutual agreeing to like go separate ways.
That's what everyone says who
gets
fired.
Yeah,
that's a good looking thing on the resume. No, we both decided it was best.
No, it really, really was. But I worked there for 7 months, and those people drink like fish.
Really?
My God.
What about on the job?
Probably.
Some.
If you work at a restaurant, are you drinking on the job?
I never did.
I bet
ever.
You could. It'd be really easy to mix it up.
I never even drank after work, but there are some people that do drink on the job.
And we're not judging. I just want to know, like, what do you do for a living where it's like, hi, Joe, and really like, oh, God, here's Joe. I got to deal with this turd.
I mean,
turd.
I definitely had times where I went into the bathroom and, like, cried in a stall a couple of times as a waitress.
Why were you crying?
It's just like, it's like a really hard job. I was never a good waitress. I was never good at my job. It's very overwhelming and you have to put a smile on your face and people can be so rude to you and you're like trying your hardest. Like, I get it.
All right. Alyssa's on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's kick things off with you. I'm kind of concerned. What do you think is a thing where you have to fake it and you might be drinking after work?
So I'm a teacher, and we deal with tiny humans all day, and you 100% have to fake it all 8 hours of the day. If you're not happy, tiny humans aren't happy.
I was definitely going to also guess anyone that has to work with kids.
Now, are you drinking as soon as the bell rings? Do you have, like mommy's little secret stash, or what?
Well, I was going to say, all the teachers in my school have a book club on Thursdays, and that's where we go to a local Mexican restaurant and just unwind over margaritas.
So, genius.
That's amazing.
See, I could get into reading if that was my book club. Hey, thank you so much for teaching the youth. Honestly, all teachers out there are underpaid and definitely underappreciated, but we love you guys. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You have a good one. Well, let's transition into a restaurant. Molly, do you work in a Mexican restaurant, or what did you want to say?
No, I work at a local cafe, and we have so many regulars that come in every single day, expect you to know their drinks, their food order. Sometimes you can't even charge them for their drinks because they feel like they've earned it, and if you do, they freak out. They freak out at you, but you have to fake it because I work at such a small little local place that everybody, you know, talks, everybody knows each other, so I have to be on my best top behavior. I have to fake my smile even if I'm in the worst of moods. It's exhausting, honestly.
I couldn't do that. Like, if I was you, Molly, I'd be like, oh, you wanted that smoothie? Here it is, free in the face.
Yeah, what do they think? Like, after 10 drinks, there's a free one? I don't get it.
No, like, I have this lady. She comes in, at almost every single day. She gets the same thing. She gets the same drink. She feels like, since she's been coming there for years, she feels like she earned a free drink. You know, even though it's, like, $1.95, and she's a very successful woman, if we try, it all breaks loose, you know. Everything goes crazy. She will yell at you.
What?
She'll cause a scene. She sits at the biggest table in the entire restaurant, and it's just her.
What an entitled little brat.
Yeah, I was going to say, the entitlement of this woman, I am so confused.
It's ridiculous, and she's not even the only one. We have a couple of guys that will come in at the very end of the day, like 10 minutes before we close. And he knows that we close, but he just expects everything. He throws his money at you. You have to know his order. You have to get him his drink. And then he'll sit there for like 45 minutes after we're closed, but we can't say anything because he friends the boss.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
833. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. 833 Joe Alex. It's 833-563-2539. If you couldn't get through on the phones this morning, hit us up on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. As much as we like to complain and gripe about this job, I think we got it pretty good, guys. I think we have it pretty dang good. Alex, what's coming up this morning on the garbage?
The funniest thing that happened at Coachella over the weekend. A pop icon may be retiring, and this famous singer may have also been molested by Michael Jackson.